నారాయణ నమస్కృత్యా నరం చైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తథోజయముదీరయత్. నష్ట ప్రాయస్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవాయ భాగవత ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Hare Krishna and good morning to everyone. So, as was announced earlier, this morning's Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 4. Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 4. Okay. Pashantyado rupam adhaba chakshusham సహస్రపాదోర్భుజనానద్భుతం సహస్రముదశవనాక్షి నాసికాం సహస్రమౌళ్యంబరకుండలోలసత్. పశాంత్యాదోరూపం అధాభ చక్షుషా సహస్రపాదోర్భుజనానద్భుతం సహస్రముదశవనాక్షి శీనాశికాం సహస్రమౌళ్యంబరకుండలోలసత్. పశాంత్యాదోరూపం అధాభ చక్షుషా సహస్రపాదోర్భుజనానద్భుతం సహస్రముదశవనాక్షీనాశికాం సహస్రమౌళ్యంబరకుండలోలసత్. We do word for word. Pashyanti, see, Ada, the form of the Purusha, Rupa, form, Adabha, perfect, Chakshusha, by the eyes, Sahasrapada, thousands of legs, Uru, thighs, Bhujanana, hands and faces, adbhutam, wonderful, sahasra, thousands of, mudha, heads, shravan, ears, akshi, eyes, nasikam, noses, sahasra, thousands, mali, garlands, ambara, dresses, kundala, earrings, Ulasat, all glowing. Translation by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Okay. The devotees, with their perfect eyes, see the transcendental form of the Purusha, who has thousands of legs, thighs, arms, and faces, all extraordinary. In that body, there are thousands of heads, ears, eyes, and noses. They are decorated with thousands of helmets and glowing earrings and are adorned with garlands. Purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. With our present materialized senses, we cannot perceive anything of the Transcendental Lord. Our present senses are to be rectified by the process of devotional service, and then the Lord Himself becomes revealed to us. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Transcendental Lord can be perceived only by pure devotional service. So it is confirmed in the Vedas that only devotional service can lead one to the side of the Lord, and that only devotional service can reveal Him. In the Brahma Samhita, also, it is said that the Lord is always visible to the devotees whose eyes have been anointed with the taint of devotional service. So we have to take information of the transcendental form of the Lord from persons who have actually seen Him with perfect eyes smeared with devotional service. In the material world also, we do not always see things with our own eyes. We sometimes see through the experience of those who have actually seen or done things. If that is the process for experiencing a mundane object, it is more perfectly applicable in matters transcendental. So only with patience and perseverance can we realize the transcendental subject matter regarding the absolute truth and his different forms. He is formless to the neophytes, but he is in transcendental form to the expert servitor. Om Agina Timirandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpat Rubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasthityadi Sitarine. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Senavaha. Hare Krishna. So, the text again, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 4. Pashantya Dorupa Adhava Chakshusha Sahasa Paduru Bhujana Nadbhutam Sahasa Muda Savanakshi Nasikam Sahasa Molyam Bharakundalo Lasat. English translation. The devotees with their perfect eyes see the transcendental form of the Purusha, who has thousands of legs, thighs, arms, and faces, all extraordinary. In that body, there are thousands of heads, ears, eyes, and noses. They are decorated with thousands of helmets and glowing earrings, and are adorned with garlands. Hare Krishna. So, this is the Virat Rupa, the universal form of the Lord that's being described here. The devotees with their perfect eyes, they see the transcendental form of the Purusha. The transcendental form, Purusha means male, male, and Prakriti female. So, the Lord is the supreme male, the enjoyer, and the rest of the creation, including all of us, Srila Prabhupada describes, are in the Prakriti nature, the feminine form, or the enjoyed form. So, the Lord is the supreme enjoyer, and we are the enjoyed, subordinate. Srila Prabhupada describes in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1, the purport, that in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we also enjoy. This is actually how we enjoy when we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as servants of the servants of the servants of the Lord. So he calls us subordinate enjoyers, Srila Prabhupada. Because first we have to be subordinate. And because the means by which we enjoy are in themselves quite enjoyable, the environment is wonderful. We're talking about the spiritual world. Here, we are here to be rectified, and also said here in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The devotees with their perfect eyes, the pure devotees, they have perfect eyes. They see the transcendental form of the Purusha, who has thousands of legs, thighs, arms, and faces, and each one of them extraordinary. In that body, there are thousands of heads, ears, eyes, and nose. And they are decorated with thousands of helmets and glowing earrings and adorned with garlands. So in the Mahabharata, Krishna appeared in that form twice. The first time in the courthouse, in the courtroom of Dhritarashtra in his palace, when he came to ask for just a mere 5 villages for the Pandavas. And Duryodhana refused to give the Pandavas the land equivalent even in the area to the size of the head of a pin. He wasn't going to give them anything. The Lord told Duryodhana, described him as one with so much ahankara, false ego, and told him that he's going to leave. And he challenged Duryodhana, arrest him if he can. Duryodhana called the soldiers, or the guards, to arrest Krishna. But Krishna turned around and he revealed his universal form. Thousands, and the brilliance was like thousands of suns. And they couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. Those who were non-devotees couldn't take it. But the devotees of the Lord could see, even through the brilliance, they could see how effulgent that Krishna was. In the battle of Kurukshetra, before it started, when the armies were arrayed in the formation for war, again, Arjuna requested that he see the universal form. Krishna gave him the eyes to see. It said here, the devotees with perfect eyes see the transcendental form of the Purusha. So Arjuna got a chance to see, and it scared him because there was thousands, thousands. Now remember, Arjuna is relating to Krishna, seeing Krishna as one entity, one loving entity at that. And then he sees all of this, and he sees the future, that all of those in the battle of Kurukshetra, many of them were going to the big mouths of the Lord, and it was quite a spectacle to see. Obviously, Arjuna didn't expect that, and so that threw him off. And finally, he said, "Well, reveal your form, please, as the four-armed Narayan, and then two-armed Krishna, as I know you." Which Krishna did. Krishna is always kind to his devotees. Whatever the relationship or the rasa they're involved in, he's kind to them. Even those of us who are practicing devotional service by instruction from the spiritual master, if we do the spiritual master's instruction, go according to that, Yashat Prashad Bhagavat Prashad, Srila Prabhupada sometimes translates that as when the guru is pleased and Krishna is pleased. The direct translation in Sanskrit sometimes can be translated in different ways. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. That's there. That's for initiation purposes. But Srila Prabhupada has also explained the same line as, when the guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. Therefore, hidden in that statement is, we must please guru. We must please guru. Not initiated, please the spiritual master. If you initiated, then, of course, if you're not initiated, please Jagat Guru, Srila Prabhupada. You're initiated, please your spiritual master, and please all spiritual masters, because they carry the same basic message to get us out of this place. In your religion, it's even said, this place is not your home. Be here, but not be of, don't be of this place in consciousness. because this place is based on mode of passion and mode of ignorance. We're talking about the earth at this point. And now the demons are very, very overt. They used to do things in hiding, but now they're not hiding much at all. You're seeing what they are like. And people are being shocked by what's being done in different cities. But it's always been like that. It's just been done covertly. Now it's being put out. In other words, the demons have become emboldened and they think that they really can rule and that whatever their plans are can happen without anybody being able to disrupt them or sabotage them. But the Lord watches all of these. And Lord Shiva has some very nice prayers about this. The other day we were talking about it. It's like a snake watching a mouse playing around. But the snake knows that it can get rid of the mouse or can kill the mouse at any time. That's the situation between the demons and the Lord. But the demons, as long as the Lord has let them do things, they will think that, oh, we got power, we can do whatever we want. We planned this for years and now finally it's coming to fruition. They can think like that. Tripapa says, they think like that, they say like that, so, you know. But the Lord is always the supreme. And therefore, whatever they plan, it's all going to be part of Krishna's plan at the very end. You see the Lord's hand come through. So we're saying in so many words, I'll even quote some of the things that Jesus said. So in this difficult time, the message that he left is, you should take it, survive to the very end. He says, do what is necessary then. This is the interpretation. Do what's necessary to survive to the very end. That means there will be an end. Whatever that happens, it comes and it goes, just like the seasons. There's winter coming, but there will winter for 2020, 2021, and then it will also go. So once we stay with the course, hearing and chanting the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As long as that is the main thing that we do, and the other services we add to it, the Lord never, ever leaves his devotee down. Name Bhakta Panachati, he says, my devotee will never perish. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. And so, the Lord is really, really powerful. If we don't understand the extent of his power, we can just look at this one and says, but he has thousands of legs, thousands of thighs, thousands of arms, thousands of faces. Well, now, the more you have, the more you can do. I mean, just by even looking at it from a material standpoint. So he has thousands and thousands and thousands. Who can defeat him? Nobody. Thousands of heads, thousands of ears, thousands of eyes, thousands of nose. And if he has thousands of ears, then our prayers will be heard. But our prayers should be to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we ask for protection, but the Lord already knows to protect us. Sometimes in our frail nature and mental nature, we ask those things. So, Srila Prabhupada says, with our present materialized senses, we cannot perceive anything of a transcendental Lord. The Lord is transcendental, that's spiritual. We have material, we're using our material eyes. We do have spiritual eyes, but that belongs to the soul. And right now the soul is squished in atomic form. And this material body and the subtle body and the senses of which, those are the senses we're using right now. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, with our present materialized senses, we cannot perceive anything of the transcendental Lord. And our present senses are to be rectified by the process of devotional service. Sometimes it's difficult for people to understand this whole thing about the rectification of the senses. Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture that I heard, had to answer the question three times about the rectification of the senses. Asked the question three times because he said it, and then two more devotees asked questions about it. So he had to say it two more times, right? We have to remember that the senses are in the mind, which controls the senses, it's in the subtle body. You cannot touch subtle things. You can't. even though it's part of the material body, but those are the things you cannot touch. It's part of the material body because we're using it in the material world. But you can't touch it. You cannot touch pride. You can't touch ego. You can't, definitely can't touch the mind. The brain is connected to the mind. The mind is in the subtle body. The subtle body is in the heart area that carries the soul. Some people don't know that the subtle body is not part of us like that. No. The subtle body changes based on our, especially at the time we're going to leave the body, based on the body that we're going to go in next. Now, the physical body doesn't change so easily. Unless you get old, but even that the form of a grown up is still there even when you get old. So the subtle body is like that. So the point we're making is when a person takes Krishna consciousness seriously and endeavors to remove a lot of the negative things, then the senses and the mind, they get purified. Because now you're directing it more towards Krishna consciousness and less towards Maya. That's the purification. So when the other day His Holiness Vaishnava Swami Giranagri was describing that when a person is successful, they work hard in Krishna consciousness, on the mind and the senses, and they're ready now to go back to the spiritual world because they've earned the mercy and the satisfaction of the spiritual master and therefore Krishna. His Holiness Vaishnava Swami put it this way. The Lord kills the subtle body. The physical body would leave. The Lord kills the subtle body. And the soul now can go. Now, killing the subtle body does not mean that you take a weapon, the physical weapon to kill. It means the negativity is now blocked permanently. Of the things that are negative, that are material, they are blocked permanently. So Srila Prabhupada was explaining that when a person gets purified, then the senses are now connected in the proper configuration, for lack of a better way to put it, with the soul. So now you can reason. So he wasn't saying that a new sense comes. A new mind comes. He says the mind gets purified. The mind gets purified. The same mind that was in the spiritual world that envied Krishna, making everybody get put here, now it gets purified. Now it's acceptable in the spiritual world. So the spiritual world is, in fact, the place where the minds are pure. Those who come from the spiritual world, they are pure devotees. They don't come to do this stuff here that we do that's material. Especially in the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance, they would connect with the mode of goodness just to operate here. But they are in a transcendental mode mentally the whole time. So we cannot perceive anything with these materialized senses. They are to be rectified by the process of devotional service. It's through devotional service that we develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's through devotional service. We don't know how to love Krishna, Radha Krishna, so we serve according to the instructions of a spiritual master. And in serving, by obeying the spiritual master's instructions, we develop the habit. And then from the habit, just like right now, there are people who develop the habit of hearing Monday through Friday here in Zoom. Srimad Bhagavatam. Get up in the morning, their mind says, time is up. 8 o'clock, we start. 8 o'clock, they're on. They're hearing. It's become a habit. An excellent habit, by the way, because now, through that, you're going to hear more and hear more and hear more and hear more, not only the text and the translation and the purport, but also, by the Lord's mercy, the person that's speaking is given some more realization to add to it. This is every day, Monday through Friday. So this is very good that's going on now. And I don't look forward to the end of it ever, actually, to tell you the truth. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it's confirmed that the transcendental Lord can be perceived only by pure devotional service. Let me say, well, pure devotional service. Do we offer pure devotional service? Well, yes or no. Our senses are not at they're not pure. Our senses are limited. The material senses we have are limited. You can't do things perfectly with things that are limited. So that's the no part. But the intention to do it, if the intention is good, that's the yes part. So we basically go by what the spiritual master tells us, because we don't know what's, we don't know our left from our right, actually, if we want to be honest with ourselves. But if we do what he tells us, then he's leading us towards pure devotional service. The other day, the lecture was given, a small presentation was given by my god brother Bhutabhavana Das in London in the this past weekend. And he was making a point that we shouldn't think that when we are given some service to do, that we have the means to do it. It's actually the spiritual master that gives the Shakti the means to do it. That is help to us to remind us that whatever we have to do in devotional service, as soon as we have to agree to do it, that's it. If we agree to do it and we put our minds to it and our senses to it, then through the spiritual master's empowerment, we get it done. So that's how it works. Very important to understand that. Because then it puts our ego in check, that we think we're the ones that are doing, we think the ones that are doing, but actually the spiritual master gives the means to do it. I myself, I could just give one example. Not long ago, I had to get some books that were in my spiritual master's books, were 30-pound, 33-pound boxes, not too far. It was about an hour and 10 minutes from where I live, but they were almost 300 boxes. And this body couldn't have handled them. But somehow, because it was for the spiritual master, it was done. And I did not have to suffer any harmful side effect on this body based on it. So it's a spiritual master, once we are asked to do it, that gives the strength and the intellect to do it. And thanks go to the couple of devotees who also helped out, who are probably listening today also. Now, it is confirmed in the Vedas that only devotional service can lead one to the side of the Lord, and that only devotional service can reveal him. He reveals himself to those who love him and serve him. That's the way the Lord is. In fact, he says he reserves the right to be invisible to those who don't serve him, on who challenge his position. He reserves the right to be invisible to them. And so many people don't know who God is. This is why. Because they do what they want to do rather than serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said in the Brahma Samhita, the Bhagavad continues, that the Lord is always visible to the devotees whose eyes have been anointed with the tinge of devotional service. So we have to take information of the transcendental form of the Lord from persons who've actually seen him with perfect eyes, smeared with devotional service. So he says, in the material world also, we do not always see things with our own eyes. We sometimes see through somebody who's experienced something that they're telling us. So even for mundane objects, sometimes it's seen like that. Well, Supreme Personality of Godhead, since we don't have these perfect spiritual eyes to see and to perceive, then through the spiritual master, we begin to get some understanding as to what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is like and how to serve him. Now, in Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is visible to the devotees whose eyes have been anointed with the tinge of devotional service, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport. So specifically in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 38, quite popular, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilotanena Shanta Sadeva Hidayesu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Swarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. The translation: I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. When we serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, we slowly develop love for the divine couple. So in the purpose, the Papa says, the Shamasundara form of Krishna is his inconceivable, simultaneous, personal and impersonal, self-contradictory form. That's a loaded statement there. Self-contradictory. How would the Lord be self-contradictory? Well, the Lord is simultaneously one and different. Achintya, it's inconceivable. The Lord walks, but he doesn't walk. That's one example. How can you walk and not walk? You can't do that. But the Lord can also expand himself in innumerable form, and then they are all also fully the Lord. In Dwarka, he has 16,108 wives. When he comes home, before he enters the palace, one Krishna expands himself to 16,108, then goes home to each palace, to each wife, and performs, relates to them. The morning, 16,108 Krishnas, which is one, come out of the temple and then they come out of the palace and they fuse into one, and here's Krishna going. Material bodies can't do that, but spiritual, Krishna is spiritual, so he can do that. It's inconceivable. How is it? So Sri Papa describes Krishna as, your math is 1 minus 1 is 0. He said Krishna is 1 minus 1 is not 0, 1 minus 1 is 1. And 1 plus 1 is not 2, 1. To Krishna, you can't, and he gave one example. One example that may come a little close to the way we understand is the ocean. You can pour all kinds of water to the ocean. You can put rivers go into the water goes to the ocean, but does the ocean overflow? Nope, it doesn't. He says you can take so many gallons of water from the ocean. Will it fall short? Nope. Not to your eyes, you won't see it like that. Therefore, Krishna is kind of as close as we can come. Can come in description of who he is. Anyway, so the Shamasindha form, Sri Prabhupada said in this purport, is inconceivable. Simultaneous, personal, impersonal is from the effulgence, self-contradictory, achintya, veda, one and different form. True devotees see their form in their purified hearts under the devotional trance. The influence of devotional trance. The form Shama is not the blue color that's visible in the mundane world. We sometimes say blue-black. But it is compared to a shiny. All of these, I forget the word actually. Different jewels. That's the word. Jewels. Jewels. Because the effulgence is there. So there's a blue color is there. It's like going on black color, blue-black. So it's a real dark type blue, but it's very effulgent. Very effulgent. The Shamasundara form. It's transcendental, variegated color. And it affords eternal bliss. That means once you see it, you become extremely happy, even behold the Lord. And that's also described by Sri Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, by the way. In one of his books, he says that when the Lord shows himself to a person in this physical body, that person will be able to even stand the sight. They will actually faint. He described it. The Lord's aroma would cause a person in this physical body to faint. The Lord's voice would cause a person to faint. But actually, this is short form of because he tells so many things in a person that has been given the mercy to see the personality of Godhead. Face to face. It can happen. It depends on our greed to grow and how seriously we take the Krishna consciousness. So, in the purport for this text, 1.3.4, only with patience and perseverance can we realize the transcendental subject matter. Only with patience and perseverance. So about patience and perseverance, Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text 26, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, liberation is obtainable after many births and after great endeavor in patience and perseverance, in knowledge and also renunciation. So we can be liberated. Liberated souls go back to Godhead. But we have to try, and if we don't make it one verse, Krishna will give us opportunity for other births until, and I mean, all of that, there will be the, you know, opportunity to grow. So if we take that endeavor and do it in patience and perseverance, liberation is there. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 16. By patience and perseverance, one can achieve the highest state of devotional service. Patience and perseverance. In other words, whatever gets thrown at us as a challenge, we go through, take it, and keep serving anyway. That's perseverance. In the Path of Perfection, which is one of Srila Prabhupada's books, chapter 5, determination means continuing to practice Krishna consciousness with patience and perseverance. That's determination, to continue to practice Krishna consciousness. Sometimes challenges may come. Sometimes whatever we do may be changed a little bit, our program. But we should definitely make adjustment and be more determined to practice Krishna consciousness. Don't give up. Patient people do not give up. Persevering people go on no matter what. Patience and perseverance. If one does not immediately attain the desired result, one should not think, oh, what's this Krishna consciousness? I will give it up. No. We must have determination and faith in Krishna's words. Krishna's words are in Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada gives an example. Like, you know, especially very, very much connected with patience. Here's a mundane example. When a young girl gets married, he immediately hankers for a child. Gets married, the next thing, oh, when am I going to have a child? He thinks, well, now I'm married, I must have a child immediately. But how is this possible? The girl must have patience, become a faithful wife, serve the husband, and let her love grow. Eventually, because she is married, it is certain that she will have a child. Similarly, when we're in Krishna consciousness, our perfection is guaranteed, but we must have patience and determination. We should think, I must execute my duties and not be impatient. Impatience is due to loss of determination. Impatience is due to loss of determination. When one is determined, patience automatically follows. Because when one is determined, they say, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to do this. So that's what we have to be careful, not to lose determination, not to lose patience. We should continue with perseverance. Utsaha dairat. Utsaha means enthusiasm. We should always be enthusiastic. And dairat means, or dairat means perseverance. Nishchayat. Firm determination. Firm determination. Like, all right, I have started chanting. Maybe there are offenses, but if I continue, Krishna will be pleased with me and place me on the transcendental platform, and then I'll start relishing Hare Krishna chanting. So Vishwanath Chakrabarti gives this example as a mango. When it's unripe, when you start off, the mango is unripe, it's bitter. But the same mango, when you keep going and the days go by, and because of your service, which is the sunshine or the moonlight, the mango ripens, then it becomes sweet. So Krishna consciousness, after a while, does in fact become sweet. The chanting of the holy name becomes sweet. And you would experience it yourself. But we have to wait for that stage. And we have to be careful that we don't commit offenses, because offenses will never get you to that stage. Never happen. Offenses are not tolerated at all in the spiritual world. So if you become offensive, and you don't actually ask for forgiveness and stay away from offenses in the future, in the immediate future, then we are keeping ourselves from the path of not only devotion, but the opportunity to go back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada said, just like a diseased patient, if he follows the regulation given by his physician and takes the medicine, then surely she shall be cured. And therefore, we should be patient and we should persevere in this path, and we will be successful. So we'll stop here. The translation for this text: the devotees with their perfect eyes see the transcendental form of the Purusha, who has thousands of legs, thighs, arms, and faces, all extraordinary. In that body, there are thousands of heads, ears, eyes, and noses. They are decorated with thousands of helmets and glowing earrings and adorned with garlands. And Srila Prabhupada says, now with our materialized senses, we cannot perceive anything, but when we stay with the devotional service and be determined and patient and persevere, then our senses will be rectified and the Lord will reveal himself to us. Hare Krishna. Jai, glory to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. I'll get to it. I could rephrase it, but I just want to say it the way Srila Prabhupada says it. Okay, if I don't, I'll just say it the way I remember it. So, Srila Prabhupada was describing that if we lose our determination, if we lose our determination, that's problems. I'm still trying to find out exactly how he put it. We must have determination. We come here as point. Actually, I have more even to talk about. Maybe I'll have to expand on it a little bit more. Okay. Oh, I know what I did. Okay. okay, I'm just searching for it now. I still want to, I'm kind of being a little bit, I know I'm holding you up, but I still, okay. So, impatience is due to loss of determination. That's how he put it. Impatience is due to loss of determination. We become impatient if we don't stay determined to do things. It's not too hard to figure out how this can happen. Because if we're not determined, we will wish that the results have come, or what we want. And we want to see it right away. And if we can't see it, then the only thing that makes us go on is to be determined to continue. Because we know that Krishna will end it the way he wants. He's responsible for results. And so if we give up in devotional service, then we have been impatient. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Okay. If we give up, then we've been impatient. Now, that does not mean, that sometimes there is, there's not a situation where, the approach is changed slightly. That also happens sometimes. There's always communication. If you just be quiet and listen, there is communication. And so sometimes you're doing something and the way in which it's done or you're approaching is not the right way, or it's not going to get results that Krishna would want. And that way he'll make arrangements for things to change. Sometimes you'll be told directly. Sometimes the spiritual master is around. I know that's happened to me. You know, it's just, I went to him when he gave me some task and I couldn't perform it to the expectation that he wanted. And I just basically came and told him. In fact, two different occasions. One, it was because something had to do with my car that I couldn't do it. The second one was, in fact, a situation where I did not really want to. I just thinking about too much of a perfect way to go about it. And he told me a very simple way. He said, use the nails and do it, and it's going to be simple. I said, all right. Then I just changed and did it. So sometimes it'll assist you to change. But the point of it is you should be determined to get it done. You should be excited, literally, to get it done. Whatever the service is, the devotion service. Hare Krishna. And that way you'll be patient naturally. Hare Krishna. What has been explained to me about the Virat Rupa form? Krishna owns both material and spiritual. And in many, many situations, because there's thousands of legs, thousands of, other limbs, faces, and so on, and the material bodies are contained in that, in the Virat Rupa form, it's the universal form. The form for this place that shows more of what's here. Universal form means the planets and also all of that's contained, and ourselves are contained in it. The when we talk about, although there's a link, I can't take Krishna's form from any other form and say, well, that's so separate, because Krishna is one and wholesome in that way. Okay. But the Paramatma has a particular function. The Paramatma is guarding, or it's Krishna, but he's actually helping us to ultimately go back to the spiritual world, those of us who are listening. Whereas the Virat Rupa, it's more of the material aspect of it that's described, put it this way. And the Paramatma is helping us, even though we are doing material things, but he's still, the only connection is that is coming to me, is that we do material things, sometimes mode of goodness, sometimes mode of passion, sometimes mode of ignorance, and the Paramatma is helping us through our intelligence to decipher what's good and do what's good and stay away from what's bad. So the functions are different in that sense. The functions are different, but Krishna is Krishna, whatever form he views himself. I don't know whether that helps in answering the question, or you can ask a follow-up question if you want. Hare Krishna. Okay. Devia? Yeah, I understand. If you don't mind, I'd like to replace the word scheme with plan. Because the demons have used the word scheme to come up with strategies that are negative, and that's why, and so they play it out a lot in the news and so on, and it's, people can read behind it, there's some scheming going on. Going through this politics thing, you already know about that. So it's always good to plan. In fact, in service, it's being done in the material world also. People sometimes advise that way. But it's good to have short-term goals. Goals that doesn't take long to achieve. And that helps with our impatience. Because if the time factor to achieve the goal is short, and we work on it, the chances are high that we'll get to a place where we're satisfied with the service that we've done. That would help our impatience. Because then short-term goals means you finish something that doesn't take that long to do, and then on to the next thing, and on to the next thing. And there are pieces of a bigger goal that we're taking a little bit at a time to do. Naguma Raj actually advised very much on that we should actually set short-term goals. Goals that doesn't take long to achieve, or it's not so hard to achieve, that's also there. But we shouldn't consider so much how the effort that we have to put in. The effort should always be there. But the time factor, because the time factor is what especially makes us impatient when it's taking longer to do, because we have been conditioned this time by the materialists that everything should be done in a short space of time. And things should work faster for us. The machines we use should work faster for us and so on. But we're used to that. And it's making us more and more impatient. Where in spiritual life, you wait for Krishna's time to get things done. And therefore, that patience is definitely part of it. Nectar of Instruction says we have to be patient. And therefore, short-term goals is one of the ways in which we feel a sense of achievement. You set goals devotionally that take a shorter thing. In other words, you can have a long-term plan from your Guru Maharaj to do, or Srila Prabhupada, what he said to do, that you can relate to because of your background. And so you see a bigger picture, a big picture, but you take a little bit at a time and set time to win and try to achieve that. The sense of achievement, the sense of accomplishment will actually give you joy to go on. And that way, impatience actually will be out the door then, because you know you can achieve and you're serving. This is part of service. So yes, that way you can move on. I hope that helps. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hi, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai.